ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to zakat, or the alms tax. And this is a question that a lot of people ask. The question is this. When we want to pay the alms tax, the zakat, of course, right now we're considering zakat and alms tax in a very general manner of charity. We're not specifically talking about the zakat, which is a specific type of charity and becomes obligatory in certain situations. So this is important to take into consideration before we begin examining this question. So the question again is, who are we supposed to pay our charity to, or who deserves to receive our charity and our alms tax? Let's examine this question by probing into the verses of the Holy Quran. Fortunately, this question has been addressed in the Holy Quran in some of its verses. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Charities are only for the poor and the needy, and those employed to collect them, and those whose hearts are to be reconciled, and for the freedom of slaves and the debtors, and in the way of Allah and for the traveler. This is an ordinance from Allah, and Allah is all-wise, all-knowing. Right, so in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions a number of different groups of people who we can donate our charities to. Like, for example, it begins by mentioning the poor and the needy, obviously. And then the people who are employed to collect the alms tax. So like the tax collectors themselves, they can benefit from the charity and the alms tax that they're collecting under certain situations and certain conditions. Those whose hearts are to be reconciled. This mu'allifatul qulub. This is a reference to like people who might not be Muslim or might not be adhering to the same religious sect that we adhere to. They might not be Shia. They might belong to another Islamic sect. And by spending our, you know, the charity, the money that we want to donate to charity, on them and helping them, we could perhaps attract them to Islam or attract them to the Shia faith. This is another way in which we can spend our charity. For the freedom of slaves, we can use it to free slaves. Obviously, this isn't exactly applicable in our time. The next group is debtors. People who are in debt, we want to repay their debt for them. We may use our charity to repay their debt for them. And in the way of Allah and for the traveler, people who are traveling, they might have, their resources might have finished in their journey, and they might be requiring, some additional assistance to get back to their homeland. We can use it. We can use our charity for them. In this connection, it's also been mentioned that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The poor man is he who does not beg from people despite his poverty. The destitute lives in harsher conditions than him, and the wretched one lives in the most strained and straitened circumstances of them all." So these are like different levels of poverty and poor people, to whom we may distribute our charity to. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at people who we are supposed to pay our charities to in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.